Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For another hour of the very popular Good Day Health program. I say that, and maybe because I say it, it sounds kind of smug, but it really is a very popular program because the gentleman who's responsible for most all the knowledge, you get a little tweak of knowledge from time to time from me. I'm Doug Steffen, but Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, he's the star, he's the man. If he can't do it, nobody can. Remember that from high school? Ken Kronhaus, he's our man. If he can't do it, nobody can. I think that's true. He's someone that's respected by the general public. Anybody that goes to see Ken gets certainly their money's worth. But that's not really the essence. He's very good at advice, and his advice is very good. One of the top cardiologists in the country, but not only cardio and preventative heart stuff, but he really is knowledgeable and helpful when it comes to the rest of your body. So help yourself to Ken. If you would like to connect with him, you can do that through his office, 352-735-1400. All right, so as we go through the week this week, the president was on again, off again, up again, down again, in again, out again. The COVID-19 diagnosis that he had last week turned out to be something that, even though it sort of, he didn't test positive for a while, came back again. How unusual is that, Ken?
Well, it's not terrifically unusual given what happened. He tested negative for 3 days, and then the next day he was positive. What happened was he was treated, President Biden was treated with Paxlovid. Paxlovid is a drug that was developed in the late 1990s, very successfully treated HIV. There were later much better drugs for HIV, but Paxlovid is an antiviral. It blocks viral replication. That's why it has to be given within the first 5 days of onset of symptoms for COVID-19. And then in most people, it very effectively does diminish viral replication. But in a small number, about 10%, it doesn't diminish it enough. And about 10 to 14 days after the onset of symptoms, you get another round, what we call Paxlovid rebound. If you recall, Dr. Fauci had the same thing. President Biden has had now Paxlovid rebound, and they haven't announced how they're going to treat this. When Dr. Fauci had it, Dr. Fauci got another round, 5-day course of Paxlovid. I think the FDA is going to get a lot of pressure to extend the initial course of Paxlovid, maybe to 7 to 8 days, especially in people who are at very high risk of getting severe COVID. And what I'm more concerned about, Doug, is not so much this second round of COVID-19 for President Biden, because if it really was serious, he'd be in Walter Reed right now. And the good news is he has not, as far as we know, been moved to Walter Reed. So I imagine he's doing okay. What I'm most concerned about is he's on Eliquis, which is a very strong blood thinner, because he has a history of persistent atrial fibrillation. The big problem with Paxlovid is that it interacts with many, many drugs, including statins and Eliquis, which the president is on. Both of these have had to be held, has stopped to give him the Paxlovid. So now he's not on the Eliquis, the blood thinner, which dramatically lowers the risk of having a stroke when you're in persistent atrial fibrillation. And he may have to be off this again. What I had recommended, they didn't ask me when they treated him, but if they had asked me, I would have recommended not taking him off of Eliquis, not giving him Paxlovid, but treating him with the other option, which is the monoclonal antibody effective against the Omicron subvariants. And it's a mouthful. There's just one we know of from Eli Lilly, which is very effective against the Omicron subvariants. And the name of this drug is Bebtelovimab. It's a mouthful. It's from Eli Lilly. But if you do get Omicron, and you do need a monoclonal antibody, make sure you know that you're getting bebtelovimab. In fact, it might not be a bad idea for calling around, finding out which of the ERs in your local area have bebtelovimab from Eli Lilly. So in the middle of the night, if you need to get it, you're not looking around for the ER that has it.
All right. That's the kind of, I don't know, startling. I don't like to use the term scary, but that's kind of startling, actually, the fact that there wouldn't be that stuff available everywhere.
Well, it is what it is, but you would think it would be available in the White House.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, other COVID items, as we don't seem to be able to escape COVID as much as we would like to, as much as we've been trying to here, there, and everywhere. There's a question from some folks about a booster shot. Are there new booster shots, reformulated booster shots? And if so, do you recommend that people take? And I guess the question, $64 question there is, what's in the new COVID booster shots?
Okay. I'll tell you what we know. And this was reported this week in the New York Times, that we could, in America, be getting an updated COVID-19 booster shot that'll battle the newest Omicron variants as soon as mid-September. Apparently, Doug, the makers of the primary vaccines used in America, Pfizer and Moderna, have said they can deliver the new doses by mid-September. And whether an individual should wait for the new updated vaccine or get the current vaccine, that really has to be done on an individual basis. There's not one recommendation that fits everybody. And I would definitely talk to your doctor about whether you should get a vaccine, a booster with the current available immunizations from Pfizer, Moderna, or wait until mid-September. Again, there's no one size fits all. This is all about individualized medicine.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, I'm under the circle. So I just think whether or not to get another one. We all find it very personal as to whether we want to get another shot or not under the circumstances. When you see all the people on my staff at the farm had all of the shots and the booster shots, and the husband and wife couple have been sick for a week with this. So, what's the advice for them?
Are they hospitalized? They're not hospitalized, right?
No, they aren't. They're just sick.
Okay, that's the important thing. The current vaccines are not real good at preventing you from getting ill. Where they succeed is in they dramatically lower the risk of you getting hospitalized or dying. If you look at people who are dying right now, the majority have had no initial vaccine and no booster. And the people who've had four shots are minimally dying, and everybody in between is in the in-between group. So that seems to be what's going on right now. And, you know, where you are right now in Massachusetts moved up to one of the highest rates of positivities in the country. And we, at your age, you know, you might want to rethink getting that fourth shot, though.
All right. Well, I wouldn't get it until September, right? Until the new shot comes out.
It depends how much indoor activity you're going to be having with a lot of people.
Not much. I'm outside on the farm. I'm outside on the farm.
Remember, this is an indoor virus. If you're outside, you're fine. It's when you're inside with strangers who you don't know their status, that's when you're at risk.
All right, this is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. A reminder about, I found somebody, a friend of mine, who has got a problem with diabetes, type 1, type 2, you know, how it works. Diabetes is something to be concerned about to a point when you are talking about your weight and also COVID, all kinds of things. You want to get yourself into a good position. This fellow told me that he ordered Calitrin, going to go to work on his weight, and that's what you ought to do, too. If you'll take my advice, if you don't take my advice, go to toploss.com and take the advice and check out the experiences that thousands, I mean thousands, what do you mean, Doug? I mean thousands of people have taken this product. And the good thing about Calitrin is that you can talk to a counselor. You hear me from time to time on the air on the various programs I do. I have a conversation with my friend Elizabeth Miller. So under the circumstances, the folks at Calitrin are there at your service, on your side, to help you lose the weight and keep it off of this fabulous product. Check it all out, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out. And the dog days of summer sale are going on right now for the next couple of weeks. Take advantage of that as well. That's at toploss.com. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrin. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from jury duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly. All for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from down in Mount Dora, Florida. It's the heat and humidity and stuff. How's that working on the people down there? We've had so much of it around the country, Ken. How's it working in your neck of the woods? People want to be cool, right? Air conditioning?
You just have to be careful. You want to pick your outdoor activities earlier in the day and later in the day. You know, 10 to 3 is when the sun is the hottest. And just stay well hydrated, and we'll all make it through it.
All right. So under the circumstances, we were just talking about COVID and being inside. So will COVID have an increased impact because so many people in the hot weather are going inside and staying inside or being with people inside rather than outside?
Well, again, COVID is an indoor virus, so it just depends on who you're inside with. And if we're all more inside, we might expect a spike in all this.
All right. So Dr. Ken and I continue. There's a new bill before Congress that will help you, I think, to a point, go back to having some of the services that we had during the height of COVID. We'll talk about that, and then we'll get to some other things that are in the news this week. Dr. Ken checks out all the things from the medical journals, all the things that you need to know, how they affect you individually. We also have a lot more on monkeypox, and we'll get to that right after these words here on the Good Day Health Program.
Hey,
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour, it's Good Day Health continuing. I'm Doug Steffen with the celebrity doctor. Ooh, I said, if I think about that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. So we've been talking about COVID and booster shots, and the president has COVID, and here we are back into COVID. COVID, as I think we mentioned last week on this program, Ken, is going to be with us. Period. It's here. It's going to stay here. It's not going up. Most of the experts will tell you that there will be some form of COVID. And there has been, frankly. I mean, this stuff has been around for a long time. It's just the different ways that it matures, if you will, or mutates or whatever it does to continue its life. And so to think that it's going to go away. And so I wonder sometimes whether we aren't cooking this too much. It's kind of like monkeypox, which is, in my mind, something that's been way overblown. But I'll let you tell us what you think. You know, we're talking about this House bill that's been passed to extend the teleservices for COVID-19 as we had before. So what's in that bill that's different, if anything? What will people expect? Can they easily get to you and insurance pays for it, that sort of thing?
Well, Doug, I don't think, COVID-19 has been too overblown. You know, over a million Americans dead from a disease, still the third or fourth most common cause of death in America. There's still 300 to 400 Americans dying each day right now, as opposed to 2,000 to 3,000 a year or 2 years.
Yeah, but there are that many dying of heart attacks, and there are that many people dying of cancer and heart attacks every day, and we don't declare a national emergency. That's my point.
Well, that's a good point. I think we have to learn to live with it, and we not close everything down. Absolutely. Yes. I just don't think, I agree with you. It's not going away, and we need to learn to live with it. But the good news that has come out of COVID-19 is that telehealth, which got approved for reimbursement early on in 2020 when this all began as a way for patients to interact with their doctor without coming to the office, was approved. And now we learned this week that it's been extended through the end of December 2024. And I hope that telehealth eventually becomes permanently approved. I think that the doctors, the patients who've used it, we've learned how to use it effectively. Obviously, I can't do an electrocardiogram, using telehealth, but there are certain circumstances where it works extremely well, and I hope that this becomes a permanent approved way for physicians to interact with all patients.
Yeah, for this and other reasons. I think that's probably, you know, there's a, but I thought the telehealth, I guess I thought telehealth was, why does Congress have to get involved in this? Why does this Congress have to say yes or no to this? Isn't this part of Medicare, and wouldn't it be under Medicare's prowess? Is this, they're going to tell you that it takes more funding, so we have to put more funding into Medicare? Is that this?
Right. Is that right, this exactly. Reason? Well, Congress controls Medicare, and this Medicare was leading the path to approve telehealth by funding, and hopefully the private insurers now will follow also. But actually, Medicare led the lead and is now leading ahead to extend it till the end of December 2024, and physicians all hope that it's permanently extended.
Right. Okay. So that having been said, there's this next business with the outbreak of monkeypox, and whether or not this is something to get all riled up about. I have been on my Good Day program during the past week or so talking about the outlets like CNN looking for the next thing to scare people, and this looks like it. So we'll talk about that, and Ken won't scare you. He'll just give you the facts as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
4 people are in critical condition following a lightning strike across the street from the White House. A spokesperson for D.C. Fire and Emergency Medical Services have confirmed that 2 men and 2 women were transferred to area hospitals. A severe thunderstorm hit the D.C. region on Thursday. Police have secured the scene at a Minnesota Mall of America after it was placed on lockdown when gunshots rang out in the mall. Police confirmed shots were fired after video posts online captured what sounded like gunshots near the mall's Nike store. Police have confirmed that the suspect fled the Mall of America on foot. There have been no victims reported. Once the lockdown was lifted, the mall has been closed for the evening.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A New York man was sentenced to 8 years in prison for pushing a woman in front of an oncoming subway train at Union Square in November 2020. The entire incident was captured on video. The man pleaded guilty to attempted murder charges.
Americans have reached a new milestone under President Biden's leadership, $16.5 trillion of debt. That's the most Americans have ever racked up. Dave Ramsey on Fox News is a personal financial expert. He says Americans are scared for their finances.
Well, it's tight out there. Folks are really, really scared. And what this is a sign of is they're reacting poorly to the situation. Because here's the thing. If you don't lower your lifestyle to be within your income, even given all the inflation and even all the pressures, you know, it's real out there. But the if you don't lower your income below your outgo, it's not sustainable. I mean, you can't just add credit cards. Debt every year and not address this situation. As an individual person, you can't do that. I mean, you can't keep borrowing like you're in Congress.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Days of Our Lives has reached an end of an era. The soap opera will be finding a new home at Peacock Streaming Network after being on NBC and being the longest running series on the network. It will begin streaming on September 12th. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Actually, 34 past the hour on the Good Day Health program. I'm Doug Steffen here once again for an hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Florida. That's his clinic. We're talking, well, we've been talking for the first part of the program about COVID. Let's move on now to monkeypox. There is an emergency, a health emergency in San Francisco, but one wonders why, given the number of cases that are there. I think my own prejudice on this is that this is a completely whacked out, crazy way of dealing with something that isn't really a problem. Even if you look at the numbers and how exponentially they've been increasing, this is just another way for the news media and perhaps others in the public venue to scare the hell out of people. Am I right with this or wrong? You can give us the facts, but tell me what you think, too.
The facts that I know of, so far in New York State, there have been about 1,400 reported cases, and it seems to be most popular in California and in New York. And the New York governor declared a disaster emergency, and the San Francisco mayor also in the last week declared a local health emergency. One of the things that might be helpful is to go over what was published this week in the British Medical Journal, which are some of the unique symptoms that are emerging during the recent monkeypox outbreak that have been different from previous monkeypox outbreaks, because I have a feeling that this is not going to go away either, and we're going to start seeing cases in the ER especially. But the monkeypox illness that's now spreading around the globe, it's showing some symptoms that are very different from those seen in previous outbreaks. These unique symptoms, they include rectal pain, penile swelling, solitary lesions, and swollen tonsils.
And that's because it's a sexually transmitted disease?
Well, right now, it's not totally clear how it's transmitted. The best we know is by physical contact. And right now, most but not all of the cases are in homosexual and bisexual men. But there have been a few cases in children. So this is a disease, a new variant of the monkeypox virus that needs further study. It's just not clear. It's believed that it originates in animals, and some are recommending that those who work with animals wear gloves. And there is a vaccine for this, and individuals in areas who are at high risk are being given the vaccine.
All right. Would you take a shot? Do you think are we going to get into a point where everybody wants to, we've got shots for this and shots for that and shots for something else, and the cynical among us, including me, suggest that this is all, never mind the news media's way to stir people up and to get people afraid. There is a component to this among the more the religious conservatives who don't like sex to curtail. They don't like gay sex. They don't like all of that stuff.
The New York governor declared an emergency. What was her motivation?
I don't know. I have the slightest idea. I just find that these days, the motivation, who knows how much the drug companies contributed to her campaign fund. You know, the drug companies, they're going to make a lot of money on this as well. I just think we're getting to a point where we're just so afraid of everything. And, you know, okay, we better run out and get a shot for this and blah, blah. It just, you know, I think we need to better understand what all of this is about instead of giving into the hysteria. That's just my, you know, when I look at this,
so
I see.
Is the governor of New York being hysterical by declaring an emergency?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, how many people have it? What did you say, 1,400 people? Yeah.
1,383 cases.
Okay, so 1,400.
In New York State.
Yeah, close enough. Yep, right. 99% of the people infected are men who acquired the virus through intimate contact with other men. That's it. So I think I'm looking at the stats here. 13 women and 2 young children, as you've said, have been diagnosed with it. And one would wonder how, you know, maybe they came in touch with the bodily fluid of somebody, because that's how it gets distributed, right?
It's a difficult situation, because if this does break out in a big way, they'll be criticized for not getting prepared. If they do make this into a big deal and nothing happens, they'll be criticized. So it's the retroperiscope is always 20/20, but it's not an easy job being in public health these days.
No, I understand that, and it's complicated. I take my licks or the shots at the news media, because I think that's where it all starts, and people see this or they hear it or whatever it is, or they get sweat on their palms and they think they got monkeypox, this kind of stuff.
We just have to take the politics out of it. You know, the problem becomes where this is used as an excuse to do things, and where politics should not get involved in this, and just good, pure science. But maybe I'm, just being a Pollyanna here.
You and me both. The vaccine that is around now for it, there are a couple of different vaccines, I guess, for monkeypox. And one wonders whether they really, is there enough track record with it to know that it's, well, there's some small drug company, I think, in Bavaria that makes, or Denmark, someplace like that, that makes the vaccine. One wonders about the stock Maybe we should have bought stock in this company about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. At any rate, there's 7 million doses that have been ordered of this stuff. Who's going to get it? Who will determine who gets it? You go to the doctor and say, I want a smallpox and monkeypox, both the same thing. I want a shot. Who's going to get it?
Well, that's going to be a big issue. And what's happening right now is it's being distributed to the areas of the country where the incidence is the highest and to groups who are at most risk. And clearly, it's not going to be available to anyone who wants it because the supply is just tiny.
Dr. Ken and I continue in a matter of moments. There's some research being done at MIT that you'll want to know about. We'll get to that after the focus on how it is that if you are losing your hair, you can prevent that. If you are 35 or older and you're finding that your hair is going bye-bye, you've got hair loss, or maybe you just want to stimulate hair growth, or you want to take care of the hair that you have, care comes from Keeps. K-E-E-P-S, Keeps. There are doctors that will respond. When you go to keeps.com/Doug Steffen, the folks at Keeps will come back to you, and they'll assign you a doctor who will be back and forth with you talking about the right product, personalized hair-saving routine that will work for you. All that comes as part of the plan. So why gamble with your hair? Go to keeps.com, K-E-E-P-S, keeps.com/Doug Steffen. And by the way, when you get that first order, the first treatment, you get 50% off using Doug Steffen as a code at keeps.com. So save your hair, manage your hair, be happy with your hair. Don't be the victim of balding jokes. No, Go to keeps.com/Doug Steffen for 50% off and for this FDA-approved hair treatment. It's available online at keeps.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. For those of you who listen to the Good Day program, you know that Dr. Ken is an important part of our activities. Whenever there's a health question, we go to Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack, and Ken is here to answer some of the questions that come from various sources. First one has to do with the way one tries to figure out with the loss of smell what that means. I guess it depends on your age. as much as anything else. Because I know a lot of people, as you do, I'm sure, patients who have come to you and said, I don't smell anything, I can't taste anything, and that was COVID. But if you lose your smell, it may also mean something else, right?
Doug, published this week in Alzheimer's and Dementia Medical Journal, tells us that the future of dementia screening could include a test of a person's sense of smell based on this new publication. It seems, Doug, that the decline in a person's sense of smell could predict their loss of mental function and warn of structural changes in the brain that are important in Alzheimer's disease.
All right, so the smell thing has affected us in many different ways. Now, I see something else. Alzheimer's and dementia are connected. Let's explain for a moment what the connection is. Which came first, dementia or Alzheimer's?
Well, dementia is just the loss of ability to remember and think, and Alzheimer's is a particular type where you see these plaques and tangles that are specific to the brain.
All right. So there's some information that people are questioning about ultra-processed foods and what they do in terms of how risky eating that stuff is for getting dementia. Why would there be a connection between the processing of foods and dementia? That's an interesting, very interesting point and question.
I think this is an important point made this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology. They conclude that eating lots of ultra-processed foods may dramatically increase your risk for dementia, Doug. Ultra-processed foods are high in sugar, fat, and salt, but low in protein and fiber. Here's the list of the common ones that you want to just keep as treats: sodas, salty and sugary snacks and desserts, ice cream, sausage, fried chicken, flavored yogurt, ketchup, mayonnaise, packaged bread, and flavored cereals, all are examples. And why this is so is yet to be really well understood. I think a common denominator here is that these foods do lead to increased inflammation and cholesterol in the circulation. And it seems like all the things you do to keep the circulation in the rest of the body healthy also lowers the risk of getting dementia.
All right. So it's another reason to stay away from processed foods, that's for sure. Then there are other things that lower. So processed foods increase the risk of dementia, but apparently there's a question about lowering the risk of dementia if you are an exerciser, if you're active, if you're moving, which is, I think, the key to, frankly, for me anyway, the key to life is to keep moving. So how does that lower, all that stuff, lower the risk of dementia?
Well, this is an interesting observation published this week in Neurology, and how this data was collected you'll find interesting. But it seems like your daily walk, cleaning the house, and lunch with friends, Doug, could together be keys to staving off dementia. Here's how they did this. Researchers in China combed the data of more than 500,000 British people in the UK Biobank, and they found that household chores, social visits, and exercise were all associated with reduced risk for multiple forms of dementia.
All right. So that, I guess, what is it? The word to the wise is sufficient. Keep your body moving, keep your head moving. Otherwise, it's doom and gloom, it seems to me. All right, quick note on the opioid stats that are floating around. People who are using opioids, they mix them with other drugs. How mindless is this? But yet, apparently, this is a big problem, Ken. How big?
Huge problem and only getting worse. It's so distressing. Mom and Dad.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good day, health. This time it's Dr. Jack Stockwell who graces the airwaves with important information brought to you by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the number one weight loss formula in the world that helps people lose weight, more importantly, keeping it off. This is a process. Sometimes it's crash dieting. Sometimes it happens quickly, which is, by the way, Jack will tell you, is not good for your health. You got to lose weight intelligently and over time. But then when you lose the weight, you choose Calitrin because Calitrin helps you keep it off with their unique all-natural formula. It's collagen protein, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Jack will also tell you that that's very important to help repair your body, rebuild the lean muscle. So these are the industry's highest standards, and they practice what they preach there. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. Go to toploss.com and check out at the, you know, you can see any number of stories. They have different products, but this is the main product they have. Losing weight, keeping it off. The Dog Days of Summer sale on right now. You can get 90 days free supply by ordering right now using the Doug code, D-O-U-G. Get free shipping, too, at toploss.com. All right, so my friend, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a Nooka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City, got a nice new office. I'm looking forward to go out there and visit. I should probably go because of what's going on with my neck and shoulders. I probably should go tomorrow to see you. You want me to send you the MRI. They took the wrong side. I went to get an MRI last week. You'll love this. And instead of doing the most recent tear is on the left side. But they did the right side because that was a problem 8 years ago. And so why not take a shot of that? So I got to go back.
They're looking for further degeneration, but yes. Somebody misread the order sheet.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we've been talking about sunscreen here and how there's one company that has some benzene apparently in the sunscreen. What does benzene do? You may have heard me explaining it in my own way. Maybe you can do a better job of talking about sunscreen, what to use, and inappropriate ingredients like benzene, which is really horrible as far as I know. It's a poison.
Well, benzene was discovered, I think, about the mid-1800s. There's something called the benzene ring.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as an aromatic compound. It's in almost every organic chemical. It wasn't made, it was discovered. So it's been around, you know, since the dawn of time.
So it's a natural substance, in a sense.
Yeah, and it's in petroleum products. And anything, and then 100 years ago or so when they decided, my goodness, we can just bypass Mother Nature and throw petroleum-based products, as they were producing gasoline and oil for vehicles 100 years ago, they always had a lot of byproducts left over. And if you have a gasoline or a crude oil distillery or refinery, I mean, in your neighborhood, every now and then you'll see this flame shooting up out of a pipe.
Yep.
They're burning off the stuff that they can't use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the stuff, they can't burn it because it's even more toxic, so they end up selling it as a byproduct. Kind of like sodium fluoride. They can't get rid of it, so they decide to put it in your drinking water.
Put it in toothpaste.
Things like that. Right. So benzene, it targets the liver, the kidney, the lung, the heart, the brain. It can cause DNA damage. There's warnings all over the place from the EPA. Stay away from this stuff. It's not for human consumption or human use. But it has a solvent factor. It smells sweet. In fact, if I remember right, one of the earliest uses of benzene over 100 years ago was an aftershave.
Wait a minute. Now I'm thinking about benzene, by the way. I remember that from the chemical. Remember in high school chemistry, you learned the charts of all of the H2O and CO2 and all that stuff, and benzene was one of the chemical compounds that we learned about. Isn't there something, benzene is used as a rocket fuel, I think, too.
Well, it's extremely, yes, it's not just toxic, it's very flammable. I'm not familiar with the rocket fuel thing, but I wouldn't be surprised because it is, under concentrations, explosive.
Yeah.
But the EPA, I think, says something like 5 parts per billion. Would be the maximum contaminant level you could have in drinking water. 5 parts per billion, for Pete's sake. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about benzene being in some of these sunscreen products, I'll bet you the concentration is more than 5 parts per billion.
Absolutely. That's why there's a warning connected to it. All right, as they say, a word of the wise to fish, and Dr. Jack Stockwell from his Nooka Chiropractic Practice in Salt Lake City here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.